So, my boy, now that I have become more or less convinced that the time I've spent was not in vain, and that my tales about your terrestrial favorites have brought you the benefit I expected, I think we might stop talking about them so as not to evoke the process of active mentation in you any longer. Besides, there is little time left, for we shall soon be on our dear Caritas. Nevertheless, I must now give you a strict command, which I will briefly explain. You must try, with all the reason you have in your presence, to make sure that certain of the functions proceeding in you, and which, in general, give three-brain beings the possibility of active mentation, should remain inactive, or, as is said, should rest. And this you should do for a time equal to the duration of our journey. That is, for as long as we have spoken about the three-brain beings of the planet Earth, during this time, those functions should rest, which have participated more intensively than usual in your active mentation, and which, moreover, do not depend for their functioning on the essence of beings, but exclusively on what is called the harmony of the common cosmic temple. In this connection, by the way, you should always remember that the reason of any being and the intensity of action of this reason depend on the correct functioning of all the separate parts of his whole presence. For instance, all the functionings of the planetary body and the planetary body itself constitute the largest part of a being. But the separate functioning, as well as the whole of this body, without the other spiritualized parts of the being, are only a dependent cosmic formation, conscious of nothing. Therefore, on the basis of what you once called the common universal pillar of justice, each spiritualized part of a being must always be just toward the dependent and unconscious part, and not require of it more than it is able to give. As it is for everything in the megalocosmos, so it is for the planetary body of a being. In order that it may correctly serve its principal part, that is to say, for this auxiliary part of the whole being to properly serve the essence itself, the essence must always be just and only make demands on it within the limits of its possibilities. Apart from the question of justice, it is necessary for a being to act toward his unconscious part in such a way as to allow certain functions to remain inactive from time to time, so that it may always be possible for this unconscious part gradually and in its own time to blend its newly acquired subjective tempos with the objective tempos of our common megalocosmos. One should take note that in the megalocosmos, the blending of tempos proceeds only cats nux eternally, or, as your favorites would say, with law conformable gradualness. And so, if you wish your active mentation to proceed correctly and productively, during your future responsible existence. You must know, if this kind of mentation has already begun in you, and if this inner process has undesirable consequences for your planetary body, cease occupying yourself with it for a while. However much you may like it, and however greatly you may be interested in it. Otherwise, desomakatsants will occur in you. That is to say, only one part of your presence will acquire a new tempo, and you will become, as your favorites would say, lopsided. By the way, most of your favorites, particularly the contemporary ones, when they reach responsible age, become precisely such lopsided beings. In short, only by a gradual change of the tempo of one part of the whole is it possible to change the tempo of the whole itself without injuring it. And now, I find it necessary to repeat that active mentation in a being and the useful results of this mentation are, in reality, actualized exclusively by the functioning to an equal degree of all three of the localizations of spiritualized results in his presence, called the thinking center, the feeling center, and the moving center.